Isn't today great? Today is such a great day. Everything is so great.
We're going to have a lot of fun. We got some wonderful people for you.
All you mommies and daddies out there who complain to the radio station, I got something to say to you.
And the first thing you've got to do is say the call letters properly. Okay?
It's an incredible metamorphosis of love and emotion and sensitivity and tenderness and fun and joy and happiness.
Did you know that this show represents health and hope?
Oh, yeah. It's a great day. For hot topics and cool tunes, I'm the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show. We've been together a mosaic of voices from the arts, politics, personal growth, and justice. How are ya? I know, another crazy week. We'll take it on, that cultural cacophony, January 6 hearings, Bannon about to go on trial. That should be very interesting. And so much more, lots of great music, including your Forgotten 45s. You're in the mix, too, if you're listening live. It is Saturday, July 16th. Happy 20th birthday to my nephew, Josh, celebrating the big 2-0. Impressive. It's an early start today, 9 a.m. out west, 11 a.m. Central and high noon here in the East. Number in motion, 347-857-4505. Facebook page, .net chat box available should you find yourself tagging along for the live ride. And Twitter, of course, 24/7 at AB Writes. All handled by the ever-ready, talented TCS crew, Trudy and Aurora in the booth, ML at headquarters. Show brought to you in part by Omaha Steaks. Still time to stock your freezer for summer. Juicy site-wide sale available via omahasteaks.com. And .net, Arts Culture Conversation, on air, online, up and running 24/7, featuring select editions of the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show and those robust roundtables. So much of the country has been suffering from a heat wave. Not so much here in the Northeast. It's coming, though. The steam is coming, but it's overcast and only in the 70s so far. But we're all revving up for a heat wave. Welcome aboard. It is the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show. Anything, everything on your mind. Love to hear from you.
Oh, so hot, so sticky.
most requested not-so-forgotten 45s on the Amy Beth Arkley Show, Herman's Hermits. She's a must-to-avoid. This time for Nancy, Marcy, and Shay, for Sidney Powell, the ex-Trump rogue lawyer who apparently did a Dr. Pepper commercial while she was doing her depo to the January 6th committee. If you saw the clips of her hearings, we played the classic Be a Pepper commercial from the vintage days. Indeed, what a show. We'll talk more about that as we go. And a hat trick of summer songs, Summer Days from the Partridge Family. I've been trying for weeks to get that song on for Glenda, so I hope you're listening, my dear. Finally got it for you. Hot Fun in the Summertime from Sly and the Family Stone for Brendan. And Linda Ronstadt cleaning up and doing her great version of Martha Nandela's 60s hit in the 70s, Heat Wave. And speaking of the 70s, Linda just celebrated yesterday her 76th birthday. What a gorgeous voice she has. Hope you had a good one, Linda. It is the Amy Beth Arkley Show. Anything, everything on your mind, by all means, please reach out. Twitter is AB Writes. Phone line 347-857-4505. Facebook page, pop in the chat box. All of those ways to connect if you're checking in with us live on Saturday, July 16th. And another hearing in the books. This one talks about the connections between MAGA World and all those extremist groups, Proud Boys, Oath Keepers, etc. They had one of the former Oath Keeper press guys or spokespeople on, and just a MAGA guy, a regular guy who went down the rabbit hole on the internet and kind of screwed up his life, lost his job, lost his house. And unfortunately, this guy, I guess, saw the light sort of, although he says he doesn't really believe it so much anymore. So it seems like he could go either way, even though he was charged, this character, Steve Ayers, I believe his name is, and he could get himself some jail time, or maybe not. He was just there. He wasn't part of a planned group. But when I saw him testify, it really spoke to, no offense to him, but Donald Trump used to say, we love the uneducated. This guy just seemed like someone who didn't have a lot going on and was easily swayed. And unfortunately, there are a lot of people like that out there, and they are easily swayed, and we have to find a way to give these people exit ramps. And I think that the fact that he testified and the fact that the Oath Keeper, the former Oath Keeper, spokesperson, I forget the guy's name, he's actually an educated person, he's a journalist, he's writing a book about it. He was actually not charged and wasn't there. He was a former spokesperson years ago. But the fact that these people spoke to the country and spoke to these other people who might have fallen down that rabbit hole, we have to find grace, I think. This is what I always keep saying, on both sides of the aisle and wherever your political proclivities may land, to give people a chance to find their way to the reality that the election was not stolen and that MAGA is a corrupt and very dangerous movement. So give people a chance to get off it and get out of it is a good thing. So I applaud them for at least doing that. But some damning testimony again. Another round coming up this Thursday, the 21st, 8 p.m. It's a prime time. I don't know if it'll be the last hearing, but the last hearing at least of this part of the summer, and the one that it will tie the whole thing together and put it at Trump's feet, the fact that he sat there for 187 minutes and kind of reveled in the whole thing and didn't do anything to stop it until he came out with that hostage video where he said, we love you, you're special, go home. Crazy stuff. We're going to hear more about that, of course. Meantime, he's announcing he's going to go for it again in 2024. He told a reporter of New York Magazine that he's made his decision as a question of when he formally announces before or after the midterms, which, here we go again. And could it happen again? And if it does, democracy is over, and there's no hyperbole there. So let's work on that and mobilize and vote blue no matter who. And really, I saw a congressperson today on TV for the first time. I was very happy. This guy, Jake Auchincloss, I believe his name is, from Massachusetts, who said the left has to stop hammering Joe Biden. We have to rally around him again because we're still in the midst of this existential crisis. That's how Biden got elected, remember? We're worried about Trump again. Well, here we are. Good news, of course. Well, it's not good news. I don't know how much faith I put in any polling, but both Biden and Trump are so unpopular, but in that head-to-head matchup again in 2024, most people would prefer Biden over Trump. But it's still a thin margin, and it's just shocking to me that you're okay to let democracy slip through your fingers because inflation is high. And the Republicans, by the way, don't really have a plan for that either. It's just crazy. All right, let's go to around the social media horn because lots of folks are chiming in. On January 6th, Don says, it's a tie between Kinzinger and Liz Cheney. They both did what our special forces and operators do. They jumped on the grenade to save others, country before party. I'm heartbroken for all of them, but forever grateful. Yeah, they are heroes. And I just saw a story today about Adam Kinzinger getting a lot of these death threats and scary death threats to him, to his family. This is outrageous. Any of these people, Cassidy Hutchinson, the young woman who was Mark Meadows' aide who testified last week, also getting death threats. At the end of the hearing last week, which I'm sure you If you didn't see the whole hearing, I'm sure you saw the clip of Liz Cheney saying that Trump tried to call a potential witness who, as Liz Cheney says, we haven't seen yet. Kind of this mob boss mentality that I don't think David Chase could write a better plot for. I don't know that he could be prosecuted for that, but I will say this, and I've been thinking about it a lot, and we've talked about it before, but I really think, and we don't know what's going on behind the scenes at DOJ, so maybe Merrick Garland and company are working on this, but if Merrick Garland cannot do it, if he's too much of a milquetoast to do it, too afraid to break with tradition and charge a former president, because I know it's the patina of that, people are wary of it because it makes it smacks of a banana republic, but not prosecuting someone who is so obviously involved in the seditious undertaking and tried to dismantle our government is equally as hairy and even worse so. And I think we're in that position now. And if he can't do it, if he can't bring himself to do it, he's need to step aside, do the patriotic duty and step aside and let somebody else take that job who can do it, because we need to prosecute him. There's no way that he can get away with this with impunity. Not only is it bad for him, not only is it bad for this country and hold him accountable, but it also sends a bad message to anybody else who comes after him, because Trump may be pushed to the side. He's threatening to run. He may well run. But if he doesn't run, Trumpism has seeped into the Republican DNA. They don't care about democracy with a small d in this country anymore. They're okay with the authoritarian minority rule as long as they're the ones in charge. And that's true. And that's probably something that was true for a long time before Trump came along. But now the genie's out of the bottle, so to speak. We cannot it's harder to contain it if you don't make the attempt to at least prosecute. And I think this has got to happen. I really do. What say you? Twitter, AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505. Facebook page, PopNet Chat Box, of course, available. PopNet Chat Box, Jim chiming in. Listening live, love the music, love the commentary. It's tough stuff out there indeed. January 6th hearings, they're doing a service. Whether or not it works for the people that need to hear it, I don't know. Yeah, well, that's true. We don't know if it's penetrating, but it's penetrating more than I thought it would because they replay it in such a way. You can see the clips. You see it on social media. And I think it's moving the needle somewhat. Again, I say to the people who are in the middle who might not be as attuned in, who are not deeply, deeply in the MAGA rabbit hole, those people are far gone. I don't know that we're getting those people back. But I do think it's great that we saw someone who was in that rabbit hole, who got himself out, at least mostly out, and testified. Because, again, we want to give people exit ramps, and we want to give people grace for that and say, okay, it's not your fault that you believe this, that you were deluded, but let's come out and realize what you're doing. Purple Teacher Eater People says, I like that moniker, remember how Pence refused to get in the car with Secret Service? It all makes sense now. Yeah, it sure does. Well, now apparently they're trying the possibility of, I don't know if they're going to subpoena or invite Pence and or Trump to testify. I think that's hilarious. Trump with a subpoena, as Eric Swalwell would say, his lying ass in the chair and testifying under oath, doubt it. Pence, I don't know why Pence doesn't want to do it. I mean, Cipollone, they showed clips of Cipollone in the depots, not live testimony, but his depot, and he said that, you know, Pence did the right thing, and he's such a great American, he should get the Medal of Freedom. I'm like, really? He did his job. I'm glad he did his job, but and it was courageous on that day, I guess, but the point is, you're doing your job, you don't deserve an extra medal for that. I don't think so. I think the bar is so low now for what we call courageous at this point. I just think it's a bit much, but I don't know what Pence's story is. I know he wants to run for president. He's never going to run the ticket again with Trump. But for him, he wants to hang on and cling to the MAGA world. They wanted to hang him. The MAGA people are not going to support him. Other people may support him, maybe other parts, the disaffected Republicans, who supposedly there are more of. But still, a healthy chunk of folks believe that still believe in the Republican Party, not most people in the country, but of the Republican Party. I think there's a pretty big percentage that still believe the election was stolen with absolutely no evidence. And all these hearings coming out and showing there's absolutely no evidence, it's like willful ignorance. And willful ignorance is not something that can be excused and certainly can't be used as a defense for Trump. I love Liz Cheney coming out and saying, you know, Trump is not an impressionable child. Now they're trying to say whether he wasn't in on it, he was being misguided by the crazies. Well, you can't be misguided by if you're that gullible and that swayable, then you really don't have the mens rea to be president. So in other words, he's not fit either which way, whether he's criminal or whether he's crazy or both, which I think is more likely that both is at play here, but it doesn't make any sense. And Mark says, we never cared about the mean tweets. It was the crime. It was always the crime. And thank you for members of the committee for making that plain. It's about the crime, exactly. All right, well, we'll see what happens as we go indeed. Hey, lots of birthdays to celebrate, and belatedly want to say the happy Beatle, Ringo Starr. It don't come easy, but it looks good. 82 looks good on him. He reached his 82nd birthday on July 7th. Ringo Starr always seemed all about happiness and love and caring, and it shows, as opposed to you-know-who, who is a few years younger and looks older and more decrepit every day. Hey, back off Boogaloo. Speaking of those Boogaloo boys, that wasn't who he was talking about, I don't think. Here's Ringo Starr on the Andrew Bednarik Weed Show. Happy birthday, Ringo. We love you. Everybody loves Ringo.
Wake up, need help. I am sitting in the morning at the diner on the corner. I am waiting at the counter for the man to pour the coffee, and he fills it only halfway, and before I even argue, he is looking out the window at somebody coming in. It is always nice to see you, says the man behind the counter to the woman who has come in. She is shaking her umbrella, and I look the other way as they are kissing their hellos, and I'm pretending not to see them, and instead I pour the milk. I open up the paper, there's a story of an actor who had died while he was drinking. It was no one I had heard of, and I'm turning to the horoscope and looking for the funnies when I'm feeling someone watching me, and so I raise my head. There's a woman on the outside looking inside. Does she see me? No, she does not really see me, 'cause she sees her own reflection, and I'm trying not to notice that she's hitching up her skirt, and while she's straightening her stockings, her hair has gotten wet. Oh, this rain, it will continue through the morning as I'm listening to the bells of the cathedral. I am thinking of your voice and of the midnight picnic once upon a time before the rain began. And I finish up my coffee and it's time to catch the train.
Coming in from London, from over the pole, flying in a big airliner, chicken flying everywhere around the plane. Could we ever feel much finer? Coming into Los Angeles, bringing in a couple of keys. Don't touch my bags if you please, Mr. Customs Man. No, we couldn't look much stranger. Walking in a hall with the things and all. Alan said he was a Lone Ranger. Coming into Los Angeles, bringing in a couple of keys. Don't touch my bag if you please, Mr. Customs.
gentleman into Los Angeles, the Woodstock legend known as Arlo Guthrie on the Amy Beth Berkley Show celebrated his 75th birthday on July 10th. And apparently he's kind of retired from music, or so he says, but occasionally he pops up with a concert here or there, but very active on social media. He does a blog, and he's on Facebook, so you can find him if you want him. His wry humor is still intact, believe me. And Suzanne Vega, I'd love to have a cup of coffee at Tom's Diner with Suzanne Vega when you celebrate her 63rd birthday on July 11th. And so you want to be a rock and roll star. Mission accomplished, Mr. McGuinn. Roger McGuinn celebrating the great 80 on July 13th. Had a chance to interview him some years back. Interesting guy, classy, laid back, had some good stories to tell about all his adventures in music and the characters that he encountered over the years. You talk about these folks, they're just a font of legends and stories that are so colorful and great, so good for him. And Ringo Starr, of course, the ageless wonder that he is, back off Boogaloo. 82 years old. You wouldn't know it because creativity is the fountain of youth, right? On the Amy Beth Berkley Show, speaking of which, jump into that well and embrace your inner artist. The Inspiration to Action Challenge has done that for some folks, helped them reconnect. Wendy in Pasadena, California sent me a nice little missive and said she's, thanks so much, loves your show, and thanks for pushing me in the right direction. I'm reconnecting with my inner artist, as you call it, and indulging in photography and poetry. So thank you. Hey, thank you, Wendy. Keep going. Keep us posted. Inspiration to Action. If it's worked for you, I'd love to give you a shout-out. You deserve it. And by the way, you're helping other folks re-embrace that inner artist and creative journey. If you need a little push in the right direction, on the other hand, let's start a creativity coaching, counseling conversation. The first one's on me. Give me a few weeks to connect because I'm kind of in half-in, half-out vacation mode, but I do take a look at all the emails that come through. Do so via the website, amybetharkawy, A-R-K-A-W-Y.com. Easy access via the Twitter feed, or just Google us. And while you're there, chime in with guest suggestions, Big Story Forgot 45 requests. We have links to the podcast, social media connections, and pick yourself up a beach read. My award-winning Eliza Gordon Mysteries are available for paperback and e-book from Cozy Cat Press. There are other goodies available as well. One-stop shopping at the website, amybetharkawy.com. So a lot of havoc this week in our new post-Roe world, where some states have very prohibitive abortion laws now since the Supreme Court did their duty a couple of weeks ago and wreaked havoc on this country. That horrible case out of Ohio, you've all heard about it by now, the 10-year-old girl who was forced to cross state lines, go to Indiana, where she could still get a legal abortion. It was in the crosshairs. A lot of the right-wing media and politicians were trying to say that people made up this story. They didn't. The facts did come out. There was somebody who was arrested, and they tried to backpedal. It's just outrageous. First of all, think about the hypotheticals, because this will happen, has happened, and will happen again, by the way. Before Congress, there was some pro-life crackpot, is all I can address this person as, who spoke to Congress people about, well, if it's a 10-year-old girl, then it wouldn't be called an abortion. I mean, we're trying to rewrite things and put things in different perspectives, which makes no sense. Call it what it is. What they want to do is expunge all abortions, regardless. I mean, most people in this country, and I'm talking close to 90%, want to have at least some availability of abortions in terms of rape, incest, and the life of the mother. Some of these states don't even have that, Ohio being one. I didn't think Ohio was that right-wing, but apparently it is. I mean, Michigan is not a right-wing state either, except it has this very draconian law that goes back to the 1930s, I think. The only thing that Michigan has that Ohio doesn't, is a governor that's Democratic and attorney general and secretary of state. They're all Democratic. But the legislature is led by Republicans. So you got to vote blue no matter who when it comes, if you want to preserve rights or regain rights. These state and local elections as well as the national elections, keep that in mind, and we have to really mobilize and think about it. And it's an existential crisis in this country, and just really the fate of this country and whether we'll have democracy ever again is really weighing in the balance. So think about that as we go. Anything, everything on your mind, by all means, let's see about it. Of course, we heard about the sad news of Donald Trump's first wife, Ivana Trump, passed away apparently under, I don't know if it's suspicious or not, I mean, it's an accident, but she fell down the steps of her townhouse, and now some people are speculating was there foul play. No indication of that, but who knows. John says, MAGA, Trump is a criminal. No condolences to the Trump crime family because inquiring minds want to know if this was an inside job and if they did murder her. Well, I don't know. I don't think it's possible we don't see any evidence of that. And I'd like to see evidence, just like the January 6 people have presented evidence. If these people had presented evidence that there was a rigged election, quote-unquote, which was not true. So it's just crazy. But yes, Trump, and the thing about Trump, that again, sinking to the levels, he put out a statement saying how wonderful Ivana was and all of that, which is nice, but it was all put out under his Save America with a donate button. So everything is crass. Everything is about grifting and getting the money into his coffers. So good luck to people who buy into it. I don't understand how they do. And John says, well, when people are older, people fall down. They usually break a hip or a leg. They don't usually die. Something is happening. Who pushed her to her death? So this is what I'm saying. They're all kicking this up over on conspiracy theories. They work all different ways on the online thing. I don't know if that's pretty true, but it's going. There were some pretty mean memes going around, too, that I don't want to even go into that just are going. Jeff says, can't wait to see Trump in prison. Don't feel sorry for him one bit. And we'll see. I would like to, again, as I said, Mary Garland, if you're not up to it, please step aside and let somebody else who is. On the abortion front, some folks are chiming in. Angie says it's weird that this one medical procedure is discussed as unconstitutional instead of a decision between a provider and a patient. It's odd that we discuss abortion as a necessary evil instead of a cornerstone of health care, road to hell. I hear you on that. Tiffany says, is there anything else that a woman... they would like a woman to not be able to freely do and travel. This is becoming very dystopian. Indeed, this whole thing about travel bans, because you don't want people to have interstate travel, you want to restrict women. Again, are we second-class citizens or what? This is happening now. This is not reading a Margaret Atwood novel. This is happening, and it's pretty scary stuff. Twitter, AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, Potnet chat box. Let's see, we have a phone caller. I love it when we do. Hello, welcome to the show.
Yeah, I just came by, and at the exact time when I came by, I heard you say there was no proof of election fraud. What kind of proof do you need in order for you to believe that there was any kind of election fraud?
What kind of proof do you need? Have you seen have you watched this January 6th hearings? There's absolutely no proof of it. Where is the proof that there was? Because they lost 60-plus cases, sir. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it. All right, here we go, down that rabbit hole and believing those lies, big and little, on the Amy Beth Arquin Show. Weigh in.
I couldn't find a way. of the teenage girl. Pervs and pedophiles had him lining up for miles on his private jet. The Lolita Express flew around the world. Thought she got away with it all. A knock came on her door. Clang, clang, Maxwell's in the slammer. She craves a king-size bed. Ghislaine Maxwell lost her glamour. No caviar, just bread. The prince has no defense. Photographic evidence shows him touching her. Jouffre claims that Dershowitz did the same. Trump, he wished her well, hoping he will never tell secrets that she knows. His dog whistle blows so she won't name names. His Mar-a-Lago parties with Jeff were like a high school prom. Clang, clang, Maxwell's in the slammer. She might sing to the fair. Ghislaine Maxwell got the Landerer's cowering in dread.
Down in
the Street, more than the Vandellas, for Benny on the Andy Bethargui Show. The Founders with Ghislaine's in the Slammer, about Ghislaine Maxwell, who they had a documentary about it just last week. I saw a three-parter on Stars. Who is Ghislaine Maxwell? She's in the slam for 20 years. Boy, she wasted her life down the drain big time, but unfortunately took a whole bunch of young people with her. She knew better. She had a privileged life. She could have gotten out of there. I know, you know, Jeffrey Epstein maybe groomed her, et cetera, but come on. All those years, all the damage done, she's where she belongs. I'm surprised she didn't flip, though, because you think she would have. But more to come, maybe. We'll see. And Fleetwood Mac doing Little Lies, the big lies of the MAGA world, of course, and the great Christine McVeigh celebrating her 79th birthday on July 12th. So happy birthday to her. It is the Andy Bethargui Show. One final time around this social media horn. We'll go here. And the Botnet chat box, Rory says, you really got rid of that clown quickly. You're good with the crackpots. Listen, I don't want to waste my time on the MAGA world because it's either willful ignorance or hatred or both. And come on, he couldn't come up with anything. What's the evidence to show there was a rigged election? If you're still believing that, then you're willfully ignoring the facts. And I just don't want to argue with people about it. You can't argue with crazy. You can't argue with stupid. It's willful ignorance in this at this point with people. Look at the facts. They even had the guy that testified, as I said. I'm glad he testified to give people an exit ramp. Did your own research, looked into it a little bit more, and this was a person who didn't sound to me like a very educated person. He could do a little research. This person who called me, who might have been an educated person, I don't know, could have done the same. And I just think there are a lot of people out there who just want to disregard. I mean, you hear talk about people. I don't have that many MAGA folks in my world, but I have a few, and I know people who do have others and have more, and I certainly run across them on social media and the radio, et cetera. And some of these people are educated, and to me that means they just don't want to believe it. It's willful ignorance, and I don't have patience for it anymore. I'm sorry, we've got to accept the reality. You have to accept reality. You can have your own policies, your own plans, your own political platforms. That's fine. I can disagree with them, but you got to operate in the real world, and I can't argue with people who don't. So thank you, Rory. I had to dismiss the guy quickly. I don't mean to be rude, but no point in wasting our airwaves for that, if you know what I mean. Ginny on the bottom of the chat box, I don't know how you do it, AB. You're combining the music and the crazy hot topics and handling that caller deftly. Well, I just got rid of him quickly because I didn't want – we've been down that rabbit hole a couple of times. We don't get that many callers here these days, so I'm a little rusty with the callers. I used to talk radio all the time with the call-ins, but now social media prevails. So you don't have that interchange, which I love, by the way. But I don't love it if the person is – you can disagree with me. I'm okay with that. Believe me, if you listen to any of my shows where I have talked to people, I'm okay. I enjoy talking to people with different opinions. But people who are persuadable, and I'm persuadable too if you can give me some facts. But where are the facts? You tell me, how much evidence do you need? Well, where is the evidence? What are you talking about? Are you talking about Dominion machines? What are you talking about? Because they lost 60-plus cases. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense to me. Anybody else on anything we want to... Petra, Twitter, says Trump is craven. That business about trying to make money off of his ex-wife's death is disgusting. But then again, what do we expect? Exactly. That's what I said. I was shocked, but then I said, why am I shocked? I'm not shocked. It's just that it's so stunning to see someone who is such a low person who managed to get himself into the highest position in our land. It shocks me, though it shouldn't every time. That's all. It just doesn't make any sense to me. Violet says, the mob is the mob, but they were dumb, stupid tools. I'm talking about the multi-layered plot to overturn the election. And we all know, and if you get informed, be informed, who was in charge of that. Yeah, well, that's what I mean. There are people that have been charged, but we need to have more people charged on the top layer. And I do think there's going to be some fall guys. A lot of people say Mark Meadows is going to be the fall guy. He should fall. He should be part of it. Roger Stone, Easton, all those people should be part of it, but so should Trump. I'm sorry. I understand you apply this with kid gloves, but we can't have impunity. Nobody should be above the law. We should not use it haphazardly, and every time a president leaves office, charge them with crimes. I understand that. That has the smack of a banana republic, but so does rewarding someone who was involved in this. And by the way, the Republicans had a chance to ditch this guy and kick him to the curb in the second impeachment trial. I always say he's been impeached twice in one term. It's crazy. McConnell could have done it, and then he would have been pushed off the stage and not been allowed to be back into the political arena. But McConnell didn't do it. He was too cowardice to do it. He was like, well, you can't do it now because he's already out of office. That was the excuse, because he was nervous about the base. But he gave a very scorching speech about how he should be prosecuted. And a week later went on Fox News and was asked, well, what if he gets the nomination? Will you support him? Absolutely. With no no compunction. I mean, just straight-faced turtle that he is, you know. That's Craven. I mean, this guy is supporting anyone with an R next to a name. It could be Mehmet Oz. It can be Herschel Walker, who obviously has some very bad issues in terms of, talk about less educated and also a little nutty and scandals beyond belief, but they're supporting him because he's got an R next to his name. They don't care. They do not care. And I just can't respect that. I keep going back 30 years or more when Herbert Walker Bush, George Herbert Walker Bush, was president and refused to support and, in fact, came out and denounced David Duke when he was running for governor of Louisiana. Why have we gotten so off the path here where people don't understand character and decency in this country? 30 years on, it doesn't matter. Let anybody crawl out from under a rock, say anything hateful, anything stupid, and we'll support them if they have an R next to their name. That's crazy to me. Twitter, AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, PopNet chat box, anybody left before we sashay out of here. Lindley, great show, AB. I'm with you. We've got to prosecute Trump, do it ASAP. Garland, or step aside. Yeah, that's what I keep saying, or step aside if need be. Hey, thank you so much for taking along for the ride with me. You know I love playing with you in real time. It's always fun and exciting. Even the crazy callers will do it. But don't forget, all the shows are archived for podcasts. Follow the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show wherever you get your podcasts and be on the list, and we'll send out missives, select positions too, on the Arts Radio Network, PopNet, PodStream, also working on this new collaboration with NYS Talk. We had some glitches this week. I did not have a glitch. I was almost hacked. Did I mention this? Yours truly, I was hacked. I didn't fall for it, though, but I was locked out of the Internet for a couple of days. I had my computer guru, Anthony, fix me up, but we got back on. Watch out. Beware of those crazy, corrupt links that you might click on, and they're out there to get you. But I was back in business, thankfully, to Anthony, and the folks at NYSC had a little problem. But we'll get it all worked out. We'll think of those social media missives. Please reach out via social media. You can friend me on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. I am at AB Wright. Our producer, Trudy Hart, is at Radio Trudy. Thank you to Trudy and Aurora in the booth, MLA headquarters from TCS. And thank you. Please drive safe, play nice, dream big. Come back and see us on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show. Got to leave you with a beauty from Bruce Springsteen as we enjoy the summer weather.